Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest today, Jimmy Van Kirk, and we're recording here in Queechy, Vermont. And what we basically had arrived at is you ran into this conflict with your partner, both on a personal basis, on a business basis, where he was taking money out and paying himself, and you were not getting paid. And because of not having anything in writing and not having this thing set forth clearly, conflicts arose. Did you end up getting paid for the services that you performed?
Yeah. I did up, you know, paying myself. We pretty much ended up paying ourselves equally. Maybe he got paid a little bit more.
Okay.
But we did, you know, he paid himself. I paid myself.
But this wasn't. But bottom line, this wasn't a good personal relationship.
No.
And this obviously was a disaster for the business going forward.
Exactly.
And this was just hell. So you had to
resolve this thing
in some other way.
We couldn't work like that. Right.
What did you do then to resolve the stalemate?
So we finally decided that somebody needed to buy somebody out. And of course, him being the chef, it was be harder for me to buy him out and keep the business. Finding another chef, it makes sense to do that and to try and recoup as much money as I could.
Right.
As I did. So a gentleman was eating in the restaurant one night, and as he's leaving, he says, "I like your restaurant." He's a lawyer.
Right.
He told me he had a law firm. And I said, "Do you have anybody that can help me with a partnership dispute?" And he says, "Fine." So he got me a really good lawyer in Vermont here who's been doing that for years. And we sat down and started negotiating
with two lawyers.
With his lawyers. I've never been through a divorce. I'm getting married and I already went through my first divorce, which is kind of weird to do that. But he did. This guy's really good, and he told me this is the way it is, you know, because you have a little anger, and you know, he's like, you gotta relax and let's do it business wise.
You gotta be practical.
Practical, and don't let anything get in the way. You want to get this done as quick as possible and get as much as you can back.
Right.
Which I did. I got my investment back.
Which was about how much?
About $62,000. 62.
And you're gonna be paid how much?
$2,200 a month for almost a little more than 2 years month.
Without interest or with interest?
Without interest.
Okay, so, bottom line, which we call this anatomy of a failure. Bottom line, you put in money, you put tremendous amount of effort into this and love and creativity into this operation, and you got paid more or less okay.
Sure.
After some hassle about it.
After the first year and a half, you don't expect to get paid much, but we did make some money.
But bottom line, you're getting back your capital, hopefully. It's at risk
hopefully,
to a certain extent.
Exactly.
It's at risk, but you're making it without interest over a period of time, so it wasn't a success. It was a failure.
Financially, wasn't that.
Unless you think of the legacy of leaving Molasses in Woodstock for the future generations.
Exactly.
Which is not right now your frame of mind.
No, it's not. Exactly.
Okay. Well, then, Jimmy, I think, you know, I appreciate your sharing this experience, with us. And I think we all have to learn from these experiences, as you have. Where are you headed now? I mean, you're staying in Queechy,
I'm staying in Queechy, yeah, after my wedding in July 15th. I'll be back in August. And when I was talking about, about buying out, I've always liked Hanover. And I even discussed with my partner about doing something in the future in Hanover.
Yeah, Hanover, incidentally, is in New Hampshire, and it's where
Dartmouth College is about 15 minutes away.
Woodstock is sophisticated. Hanover is
Hanover's got the college town. It's all year round, more business, a lot more happening. Woodstock can die off at various times of the year.
Its restaurants are more international. It has a Chinese, Thai, it has an Indian restaurant. In Queechy, it's about 20 minutes away. We in Queechy go there, especially my wife and I, and my daughter. We love the Thai and love the Indian stuff.
It's got the culture. It's got the Hopkins Center of the Arts. It is... like a small college town, so it is.
The other good thing about Hanover, and of course your dad died. That Dartmouth Hitchcock medical school. Dartmouth Medical School is a very good one. So it has the medical
community.
Community and those facilities that are very good. So,
in fact, that Hanover's voted one of the top five places to retire in the States. So,
in all the United States, yeah.
So I was looking into that even before the partnership ended to do something in Hanover in the future. Maybe 2-3 years down the road, open up a second Melaza restaurant. But Hanover is one of those towns that you want it right in the middle of town. And there's not much available. And on December of last year, or January of this year, a gentleman who owns a beautiful store there, he has a cafe in the bottom, Panini's, a small cafe. And I've always wanted to do like a lounge, tapas lounge.
Right.
They're huge all over Boston, New York, something more sophisticated, smaller.
This is the Spanish tapas, Spanish hors d'oeuvres, like the dim sum in Chinese.
I want to do that. See, like, you know, various appetizers, like, you know, that's big now. Do it more Spanish and Caribbean wise, because the Caribbean thing worked here. The easier to make, you make more money on the bar.
Right.
And the money in Melaza was 20% alcohol, 80% food. Mm-hmm. That's not that good for profit. I mean, it's okay. But here in Hanover, it would be different. And the people are looking for something like that. People in their 30s, 40s, 50s are looking for something more elegant-y, more groovy, more funky, that they can go out, chill out, relax, have some good wine, some good drinks, and some good tapas.
Right.
Not necessarily sit down and have a full-course meal.
Right.
And I'm on the works. So there's a really good possibility of me having a...
You have the location.
I have the location. I have everything.
You haven't leased it yet. You're in the midst of discussing.
But he's very interested in that. He had been to my restaurant a few times. Right. He's ready to close his store. Has two store.
But you're not going to be in a partnership with anybody.
No, it'll be me.
You and your wife.
If I divorce, I'll divorce myself.
Your future.
Exactly.
Wife.
It's small enough to where I can do it on my own. I have the experience now, which is a blessing in disguise. I really did all the legwork. The menu in the kitchen shouldn't be that big because it's 10, 12 tapas.
Right.
And you keep changing them. So,
but you've gone through the permit, the liquor license,
everything,
the zoning, dealing with a small town. Convincing the people.
So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. You had to fail in a way. Not that we failed, but the failure of the partnership. Like I said, the failed partnership, you couldn't work it out because the restaurant is still going to be there. It's a very good restaurant. So this maybe is something that was meant to happen,
to teach
me a lesson.
We learned.
You got to do what you got to do.
I listened to an interview with Derek Jeter. It was on JetBlue as I was coming up. And he was saying, what have you learned and passed on? What's been important in your... Derek Jeter is as good a baseball player, longevity as you can get. Not only as a baseball player, but as a professional person. And he said, the most important thing is dealing with failure. He says you cannot improve if you've not failed.
Exactly.
He said, so it's important. The important thing is being able to deal with failure. And that for me is success. So, you know, if you, given your experience, failure for Jeter is success, I think.
And especially in business, because if we would have had a business that I would have started this business and the partnership would have gone well, but the business failed because of the economy or something like that, then you even understand even more. But it was successful. It is successful. You know, we did everything right. And now it's happened that the partnership did not work for X or Y reason. But now this experience, if I am able to do this, will be great for me to start this new venture. So whenever anybody's in Hanover, hopefully in the next year, can come visit me at my new tapas restaurant.
Well, Jimmy, thank you. I'm interviewing my guest, Jimmy Van Kirk. I appreciate your coming.
Thank you.
I congratulate you on I think it was a success restaurant, and I look forward to seeing your new place.
Well, thank you.
Right, take care.
Appreciate it.